now it's time to see what type of terrible financial advice is currently on TikTok.
Dollars into $1 million in 1 year by following these steps. Here we go. All you have to do is make 20% per week on your trading account, which in the stock market, their stocks up hundreds of percentages every single day.
That's it.
My job is going to be able to help you build a proper strategy, a proper plan, a proper process to get you to this point where you can turn $100 into $1 million in 1 year. By doing 20% every week, you turn $100 into 120, 144, 172, 207. And as you can see here and up here and then over here as well, it takes about 20% per week to hit those targets. We have traders in our room that have been trading for over 30 years plus, trying to help every day to get you guys in the proper plan, proper strategy, and a proper process to get you in these situations. Again, click the link in my profile. Make sure to join the free Discord room, and we are all here to help. When you get in there, you will see tons of education and people that are willing to help. Hopefully this opened up your eyes and the possibilities of the stock market, because it sure did me.
It sure did not you. I guarantee you that. So to turn $100 into $1 million in 1 year is really ludicrous. 20% per week.
I feel like every time we watch TikToks, we see somebody say something wilder. We see a 1% a day or like a 2% a day. And now we're seeing 20% a week. Again, S&P 500,
10-ish percent per year.
Warren Buffett, 20% a year. You can do that in a week. All you got to do is join the Discord for free. Also, $100 turns into $1 million in a year. That's almost 100,000% annual gain.
100,000%
annual. That's ridiculous.
So you turn $100 into $1 million in year one. What if you were to continue that into year two? What would you get?
You'd have a very small amount of $14 billion.
A very small amount of
You're
$14
billionaire.
Million.
You're
years.
A billionaire 2 years. $100 to billionaire in 2 years.
Now, if you do
years.
It for one more year, what kind of returns do you get?
$187 trillion.
Bigger than the entire global GDP.
Yes. You now have more wealth than everybody in the world ever put together from just 3 years of this free Discord group. And the great news is, again, as we say every time we see these, you don't need to sell courses. You don't need to do any of this because if this actually worked, you and your traders that have 30 years of experience would all be living on your private island. I mean, it breaks my heart that people fall for this and think you can turn $100 into $1 million in a year.
I mean, what he's looking at is saying, crazy. Hey, look, like there are stocks that go up 100% per year. Yeah, maybe penny stocks.
Yeah, he mentioned a couple. There's a dozen.
It's like all you got to do is just invest in them.
Yeah. Some days there are stocks that go up 100%
But then
day.
They go
there
down by 50%.
Like they're
70%
wild, and this
day.
Is not normal stuff. None of this is normal. And there's no way you know which ones are going to go up. 20% a week, this takes the cake for me of the craziest climb
I don't think
I've
ever
seen
anyone
I've never
claim
seen
returns
one
like
this bad. $14 billion in 2 years. That's so ridiculous. Can't take it anymore.
Let's see what we got here.
My hedge fund is much more superior to Berkshire Hathaway. Just look at their strategy. Look at Warren Buffett. Him and his strategies are absolutely outdated. The only thing that saved them and kept them afloat for so long is the Apple stock. So many of other investments of Berkshire Hathaway is either going sideways or actually to the downside. So there is really no comparison between Paulo Capitan and Berkshire Hathaway.
There really is no comparison between Carlo Capital and Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah,
what
the greatest investors ever and somebody on TikTok once again selling courses. Surprise, surprise, somebody says they're an amazing investor. They can get you great returns. They're better than Warren Buffett. And instead of actually doing it themselves and being a billionaire, they're going to sell you a course.
And sell you a
That's
$2,000
so nice
course
of
on
them.
How
they're going to give me
you
the secrets.
You can outperform Warren Buffett again.
I mean, it's clearly just trying to get clicks online. It's going to do it. You bash Warren Buffett, which is crazy to say he's outdated because he's just
like
been
no
printing
one's ever
money.
No heard of Carlyle Capital.
Printing money for
Everybody
decades.
Knows who Warren Buffett is. Even my wife, who doesn't know anything about finance, she knows who Warren Buffett is.
Yeah.
No one's ever heard of this guy.
Selling courses.
And so we went
on
online to see if we could learn anything about this guy's hedge fund, and there's nothing out there.
Not registered,
about his hedge
doesn't
fund.
Exist, can't find anything.
We found one little note in a review about how he used to run a hedge fund. He grew it to a couple $1 million and then shut it down, but there's no proof of that. If
you
have
see any registration.
A much better investment strategy than Warren Buffett, you don't shut your hedge fund down.
No, you run a very successful
you
hedge fund.
You quietly continue to run it.
And you become a billionaire, just like Warren Buffett.
This one, right?
What if I told you there was a way to buy things like this $100,000 watch without spending a single dollar of your own money using business credit like this that you never actually had to pay back? Not to the average person, guys. This sounds crazy, but any business owner knows how this works. You know how personal credit works. Let's say, for example, you will get a car or a credit card in your personal name. you're personally held responsible for that. So if you were to go get a credit card in your personal name and you were to go max the card out, you're going to be held liable. And if you don't make that payment back, the bank could come and sue you. Now, what that makes us different about business credit? Well, business credit, you are not personally held responsible for that line of credit. So let's say, for example, how I got this watch, I was able to open a business that I didn't really give a shit about. I went and opened business credit cards in that account. I then proceeded to go on, buy this for $100,000. I'm gonna turn around and sell it to a jeweler for $80,000 in cash, which now gives me the cash. I'll file bankruptcy on the company. I'll never have to actually pay it back because I'm not personally liable for that American Express card. It's all liable underneath my business.
Love that, this app.
Ladies and gentlemen, is called fraud.
That is called fraud, yes.
You cannot do that.
No, no, you cannot. There's this like tiny shred of truth where the yes, you're not personally liable for business debt. If you have a C corp or an S corp, if it's a sole proprietorship, you are liable. You know, you're that entity. Mm-hmm. So technically there's this tiny bit of underlying truth, except you become personally liable when it's fraud.
Yes.
And this is clearly fraud.
I mean, he's on TikTok saying
advertising the fraud.
So clearly he opened up some type of business. I don't know if it was an S corp or C corp or whatever. He established the business, opened up an American Express credit card, bought a $100,000 watch, then sold it on the third market
to get cash,
$80,000, and then just, you know,
and then just go bankrupt on the business. Bankrupt. And he's pretending that that credit company is not going to hold him personally
liable.
He's
at some Airbnb house in the pool making a TikTok.
He's going to be held personally liable. I look forward to the day when there's like a well-known trial going on and like the prosecutor plays a TikTok video to show the clear act of fraud that has happened as they're trying to do some sort of tax evasion, fraud evasion, whatever we see all the time on this app. That'll be an entertaining day for me to see a TikTok.
Yeah, this is not going to end well for him.
Nope, it's fraud.
I promise you that.
You're personally liable. Please do not take this advice. Like, you will be personally liable.
Yeah,
you'll have to pay it back and you're probably going to go to jail because you committed fraud.
Thanks for watching. Again, my name is Ryan, this is Peter, and we run a financial advisory firm called Bull Oak Capital. If you want to learn more about how we help our clients achieve true financial independence, be sure to check out bulloakcapital.com.